Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my garbanzo bean gigglers.
So funny that you just said beans, because I've been in like my bean era.
You're in your bean girl era?
Yeah, I've been eating just like straight up lima beans.
Okay, you gassy bitch.
Have you seen the pictures of Jonah Hill surfacing? What's going on? What's going on?
He's very skinny.
He's very skinny. I just like every now I can't even look at him, because it's like every time I say that like I want to date someone, I don't get how this keeps happening.
So was it just that one photo people were posting where he looks like he's on Ozempic?
He looks like he's on Ozempic. He's also dressed like that. That is the classic like style of a guy that I don't like. Like I don't really like that, like I don't know, what would I classify it as? Like a Brooklyn hipster style where like their pants are like above their ankle and like it's like dress pants, but they're like not. Like I hate that style.
He could be a painter.
Yeah, he like goes to like slam poetry.
You know? Yeah, he like makes his own toothpaste.
And his toothbrush is like a wooden brush, and then it's like he made like the bristles. Yeah, and he has like different mugs, and they're like don't all match, but he's like, it's quirky. It's like different mugs and like teacups.
He only drinks coffee from Nicaragua.
Yes. He's like very against like Colombian beans, and he's only into like Nicaraguan coffee that's like made by like a tribe of like just women.
He only wears jewelry that his friend, who's a metal worker, makes for him, customized.
Yeah, customized rings that don't really fit. It's like all one size because the guy doesn't know how to like size it.
And he spends like $400 on haircuts to look like his parents don't pay his rent.
Yes. He's not spending money on things you would like think he's spending money on. He spends it on like stickers. And
like old albums.
Yes, like he's going to auctions for like old, like first released like vinyls and stuff.
And he'll bring a girl back and be like, let me show you my vinyl. And she's like, I'm good. Yes. I think I'll be fine if I don't see that. I think my day would be better.
And he calls all shoes moccasins.
cleans his whole apartment with olive oil.
Yes. And like a little apple cider vinegar. Like just a hint, just a tinge. Also, one other thing for the girlies. I legit thought that I was dying the other day because I, well, first off, let me just say this. I saw this TikTok, like, I'm not kidding, like 6 months ago, and it still haunted me, where this girl thought that she was like getting her period really bad, and then straight up her like uterus like fell out of her vagina. No. And I, ever since that TikTok, have been like really paranoid. So the other night, I'm sitting on the couch, okay, Craig and I had just had sex, and I'm getting this like shooting pain in my stomach, and I'm like, no, something's like not right. And I was like, oh, I'm just like, you know what, I'm just having like a period cramp. I'm sitting, laying on the couch with tears running down my eyes, but I'm not saying, like, I'm not crying. Craig looks at me and he goes, what the fuck is happening? Are you are you in that much pain that you're crying? And I was like, yeah, but it's just like period pain. So I'm not like having a full cry. And he's like, girls are so fucking insane. I sat on the toilet for like 15 minutes. I thought I was passing a kidney stone. I was screaming, crying hysterical. I started to get dizzy. I thought I was gonna pass out, hit my head on the tub. I was gonna die. Craig was so nervous I was gonna die and that people were gonna think it was him. He was like, you should call your mom. You should tell your mom what's happening. And then I called my mom and she was just like, I mean, go to urgent care or something. But then it went away. But I have to go to the gynecologist because something was not right.
I was gonna say your appendix, but both of our appendix have already burst. Humble brag.
Humble brag. We don't have appendix. We don't need them.
I feel like a soldier that I survived my appendix. My appendix was during chat room. I was filming an episode and I thought that I had diarrhea. And I was just like, oh God.
No, it's one of the weirdest feelings. And then I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm like, am I going to be one of those girls that like, I didn't know I was pregnant? And like, see, I just thing. Have a
little
baby.
A little baby just plops into the toilet and you're like, oopsie.
No.
That's a new fear unlocked. I'm still not over, what is it called? Those like little things that girls were shitting out.
Like the parasite cleanses?
The parasite cleanses.
Yeah. But it wasn't like I had to go to the bathroom. It was like I was bloated, but only like in the front of my body. Like it was like in my vagina.
I'm going to be honest with you. Being a woman is like, we don't know half the things that are going on with our bodies. Like yesterday, my boobs hurt so bad. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was PMSing. But like everything that happens, you're like, I could be pregnant. Like I'll be like, this sandwich tastes good. I'm pregnant.
No, I literally, then Craig put on this show about like in the Amazon, these like two different tribes of like monkeys and how they like fight against each other. And like there's like a war and there was like one of them. Then like it was like, oh, this is Gus. Like no one ever wants to play with Gus. And I started crying hysterically because I was like, that's so sad that no one ever wants to play with him. And Craig was like, I don't think I've ever seen you shed a tear for a baby or an animal in like the 3 years that I've known you.
Leave Gus alone.
Like, and I couldn't stop.
He's like, I bought you a penguin that you've never checked on. Well, the penguin was a scam.
Yeah, right? That was a scam.
I was bike riding today, and speaking of pain, bikes hurt my pubic bone so bad. Like, you know how you have orbital bone issues? Mm-hmm. I have pubic bone issues. I don't know if my pubic bone's too big, too small. It's like why I can't do Soul Cycle. Does no one else's pubic bones hurt?
Yeah, I can't do it. But then I think, like, where were you going?
I was going to play tennis, and it was a fun bike ride there, but the bike ride back, the wind was so strong, I was going backwards. I almost started crying. And then Dez was driving because he was going to his some like doctor appointment, and he just started laughing and passed me in the car, and I was like, this is so fucked up. And you're texting me like, bitch, I'm ready to record, and I'm like, I'll be there in 20 minutes. Like the wind, I'm so bad at bike riding too. Like you think I literally felt like a 2-year-old.
Wait, can we go on a bike ride this weekend?
That would be so fun.
I would love to like wake up Sunday morning and like bike to get iced coffee.
Speaking of iced coffee,
yeah,
this 3-year-old bitch was walking in town, looking me up and down with an attitude, holding an iced coffee. And I was like, how young is too young to give children iced coffee? I'm like, what is she stressed about? Is she paying taxes later today? Like, what does she have to get done?
There's no way there was like real coffee in it.
It seems like an iced coffee where she was like, I have to do my Legos later. Like, I have so much work I have to get done. I have the Easy Bake Oven.
I haven't cleaned my Easy Bake Oven from that party I had. I actually don't think we talked about this on the pod. We talked about it at a live show. But Kristen Bell and Dax giving their kids non-alcoholic beer. I feel the same way about that as I do about giving kids coffee.
Mm.
Like, I just feel like that's something that they don't need to get the taste this young. Because it's not... Beer, coffee, and wine is not a taste that you just taste it one day and you're like, oh, that's so good. You have to, like, keep having it and, like, get used to it. And then you're like, oh, this is good.
I still can't drink black coffee. I still need, like, the sweetest wine ever. I'm a literal child.
Yeah, I still can't drink beer. Like, I can have maybe, like, a few sips of a Corona and lime. But other than that, I'm like, I can't.
That's why giving your kids non-alcoholic beer, I'd be like, it still tastes like shit. Give me the fucking grape juice. Give me the apple juice. I fucked that shit up when I was a kid. Give me the, like, what is the juicy juices? And what's the fruit punch one? The high C. Give me that high C. Inject me with high C.
I get apple juice a lot more now because of you. Because I, like, forgot about it. You know, like, sometimes you forget how fucking good apple juice is.
It's very sweet, but it's very bad for you. So I recommend you guys buy this thing on Amazon. It's called Sport Tea. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about Sport Tea?
No.
It's like this tea that, like, someone who climbed Mount Everest apparently drank.
Okay.
And it's tea, but it's so, like, lemony and citrusy. It almost tastes sweet, but there's no sugar.
You drink it cold or hot?
So before I go to sleep at night, I take my emotional support water bottle and I put the tea in it and I put it in. And then in the morning when I wake up just like gasping for water because I haven't drank water since 1992, I pull it out and I drink it and it's so fucking good. Because my problem is with coffee.
Yeah.
I'm getting the works. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting vanilla. I'm getting the cold foam on top. I'm getting whole milk. I might get a caramel swizzle.
That I feel like that's like a fake. That's you and Craig are the same. That's like a fake coffee. That's not.
Sorry.
That's a dessert.
It is a dessert, but like I'm trying to have fun. You live one life. I'm like, why would I? And then Dez drinks coffee, no sugar.
He's an adult.
I know.
He's done. He's done here.
What's your coffee order at Starbucks?
Iced coffee with whole milk, no sugar. Actually, speaking of our newsletter, I want in our next, we're newsletter girlies.
No, is this like a throwback? Because I don't even know where we came up with the idea. Someone messaged me. They were like, are people doing newsletters? Yeah, we are.
You've been wanting to do a newsletter for a while. In our next newsletter, I'm going to put my smoothie recipe, but like I don't have like a legit recipe, but I'm going to tell you everything that I put in it. And each one, I'm going to take a picture of each one of my vitamins and I'll send it to Grace so that she can link like the exact vitamins that I throw in my smoothie each morning. Because I'm not kidding. My smoothies each morning have changed my life.
How? Like in terms of your energy?
Yeah.
We are officially starting a newsletter. We've wanted to do this for a really long time. And you're like, Hannah Paige, you can't read or write. Why would you start a newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so many times after episodes, you guys will be like, what's that thing you talked about? I like that thing. What was Paige wearing? What was Hannah wearing? So I know not to wear it. And I feel like it's a perfect thing for each week, once a week, not annoying, to give you just a lay of the land of like stuff we're loving, stuff we're watching.
It's a recap.
A mental health moment to get the week started. And it's like super simple, just super fun. And
it's so that the gigglers have less admin. You don't have to go back to the pod, rewind, and be like, where did they talk about that? Let me remember that. Yes. Let me write that down. No admin for you. It's going to be all right there in your email.
And also give us feedback if you have any notes. We'd prefer would love that.
No notes, but... If you do have them.
We also have a hat out because you guys went nuts over no notes, which like I think is going to It's my favorite thing to say. So we have a hat for No Notes out. And if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, get the hat, go to giggly-squad.com. Also, final housekeeping. I'm going through a transition with Burning in Hell. She's transitioning.
What I'm obsessed. I think it's so good.
Well, the problem is that like I'm traveling so much in the next couple months. I also feel like the Gigglers and the Little Devils are so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, you ever just look at the comments and you're like, these bitches.
You know, sometimes in my DMs, like, I had this one girl who was, like, DMing me multiple things about something. And then the last DM was like, sorry to be a creepy Hinge date and just, like, blow up your DMs like that. Like, it was just so funny, though. Yeah. So no, they're funny. Hilarious.
So I've been wanting to do a pod where people can, like, submit in voice memos. So I kind of figured out how to do it. And I think I'm going to do it with Dez.
I love that. So, and the name of it is so good.
It's called Burner Phone. Go to Burning in Hell. It's slowly turning into Burner Phone. The first episode just dropped with Dez, so go listen to it.
No, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. This will be fun.
Because the Gigglers also, like, they have some crazy stories.
Yeah, like, they were telling me about beige flags, it's advice stuff, embarrassing moments. Like, we'll see where it goes. And I think eventually we can do some of that with Giggly Squad, too. It could be fun.
I was on TikTok, and I saw this TikTok. Have you ever heard of the
Bechdel test?
Bechdel test. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I studied it in college. I was a women's studies minor.
Wait, I'm fascinated. Okay, so basically it's not like a thing that all movies, like, oh, you have to like pass this test or anything, but it's basically if a movie passes this test, it's two female leads having a conversation in the movie that doesn't have to do with a guy, and like no movie passes it. Like, one of the examples that was like all of the Harry Potter movies, none of them pass that. There is no female lead characters having a conversation that does not
together,
have to do. Yeah,
not
together.
Talking about a man.
Yes. Which think is so crazy.
Yeah, but these are the little things that you don't realize is in our media that makes us like have internalized misogyny and like the patriarchy just fucking. Ugh, now I'm all worked up.
And I feel like as women, I do feel like I talk about guys the majority of conversations like I'm having with my girlfriends. Not all of them, but like, yeah, we're going to talk about like what's going on with like our
boyfriends.
But
the thing is, so do men. Men are talking about girls all the time. They just don't show that in movies because it's from a male perspective, a lot of the writers.
Right. And I feel like it's more accepted to be like, oh, girls are always talking about guys. Because we're literally taught to talk about guys in everything that we see. And so I just thought it was like so. I was also very high when I was watching this. And I was just like so.
No, but I love this because we've been passing the Bechdel test so far. We talked about newsletters. We talked about little kids with iced coffee. I mean, this is why this is a feminist podcast.
This is a Bechdel test podcast.
This is a Bechdel test podcast. Wait, next time we talk about a guy, we have to be like, oh, no, we didn't pass the Bechdel test.
Cute.
What's so interesting about it, though, is a lot of people didn't think that like women's stories people would want to watch, like women being multifaceted. And then now like people are realizing how much, like even Barbie, like people would never think Barbie would be a movie that sells. And it's the top selling movie.
Now I can't think of the name. I think it's called She Said. Did you watch that movie about the New York Times like writers?
I didn't, but I want to.
You have to watch it. I think it was like one of the best movies ever. Well, one, I liked all the actors in it, so I'm like more prone to like a movie when I feel like I'm down with the actors. It was so good, and it was all about, I mean, all women basically broke the whole scandal, like started to break it with like their articles
about
Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. When you're a girl and all you learn growing up is like the boys are busy like with businesses and creating things and solving problems, and the girls are busy chasing boys, that's not healthy.
No.
And that's why the Bechdel test is the ultimate decentering men from your life.
Yeah, no, it really is. I'm obsessed.
I love that for us. And the thing is, it is obviously so much fun to sit down and like gossip about dudes. It totally is. And no, they're doing that. It too. It's just in the media, it's so lopsided and it's not okay.
Yeah. I do feel like guys talk about women for sure, but I genuinely don't think they talk about them for as long as we talk about
men.
Well,
they don't men don't like understand details.
No, they don't. They're stupid.
It goes like they would never explain a date like the way we would explain a date. They'd be like, she was fun.
She was there.
She laughed at my yeah, joke. She was so funny.
She was there. I was there. It was good.
Speaking of a man, I'm in the car with Dez. I don't know why. He searched hairy Italians in podcasts. I think he was like looking for like a joke. He's like working on a bit. I don't know why he did it. And he goes, Hannah. And I was like, what? And he goes, do you know if you search hairy Italians in the podcast app, Giggly Squad comes up? Wait, can you search right now? I want to see if it's just like my weird algorithm. Go to the podcast app, search hairy Italians.
Someone's fucking with us. Hairy Italian.
Italians.
Yep, number two. Hannah, we're literally number two after a legitimate show that's called Hairy Bikers and then Giggly Squad.
Okay.
Wait, what the fuck, Hannah?
Part of me's proud. So anyway, shout out to all the hairy Italians that are listening and all the hairless blondes. We're accepting you into the cult.
Oh, man. That like makes me honestly really proud.
I have a crazy story I learned. Oh, sorry, I'm breaking the... I'm talking about a man, but like...
Okay.
It's a story about a woman and a man.
Okay.
Now I'm all paranoid. Okay, so Dez has a friend, John Bishop. Okay. Not related. Just... he's British. He's from Liverpool and he's like a very famous comedian in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. When I tell you I cannot understand this man, when I was speaking to him, I started doing like hand movements. Like I was like podcasting and Tess was like, Hannah, he speaks English. Why are you doing sign language? And I'm like, well, I can't understand his ass. And he's like, and I was like, that was not English.
Can I tell you that this exact same thing happened to Craig literally this past weekend? And he goes, I blame you because all you do is run around and doing different accents and like copying people's accents. And I think that Madison from Southern Charm has one of the best accents I've ever heard in my fucking life. So like sometimes I'll just say really mean things to Craig, but I'll say them in Madison's accent because it sounds nicer.
Can we do our Madison, please?
Like I will literally skin you from limb to limb. I will burn you and your family and then have you over for tea.
Sometimes I know your mother wished she never birthed you. Bless your little heart. Look, I love everything about you except your brain and your looks.
I think that you're not pretty. You're not physically fit. There's no redeeming qualities about you. And I don't know why you're here. No, she just like, she can say the meanest things ever, but like it sounds funny in her accent.
You've embarrassed your entire family just existing. And I hope, bless your heart, I hope that you don't have a child.
I hope for humanity's sake you never procreate.
I really hope that your husband gets a little snip because that would make everyone in town feel much more safe. No, I was doing Madison's accent in old school Giggly Squad days. We always loved Madison.
I'm obsessed with Madison. So Craig is in Charleston and he's doing a meet and greet and this girl walks up and she has like a really thick Southern accent. He thought she was doing a bit. And as she's talking, he immediately like mimics her accent talks back to her. And in his head, he's like, oh my God, like I gotta just like walk it off. And he said like in his head, he was like, fuck you, Paige. Like I would have never done this if you weren't like running around doing accents all the time. So
Becca, when I visited Arkansas, had to sit me down and say, you cannot copy people's Southern accents because it's coming across rude. When they say, how y'all doing? And you go, how y'all doing? She was like, it's not nice.
But like, I feel like if I met someone and they started like making fun of the way we talked, I don't think I'd be offended.
I think I also, like, I wasn't making fun of them. It's just if you're going to come up to me and be like, hey, Hannah, how y'all doing? I'm not going to be like, good, how are you?
Right. I'm not a robot.
It's human nature to be like kind of a, it's called like code switching, I think.
Yeah.
But it's basically like you want to mirror what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I came across like I was making fun of Southern people and I was like, sorry, we won the war. Don't come for me.
I just think Southern accents are so... Like, did you see that viral TikTok of, like, the little kid asking his sister if she even knew what a jelly bean was? Like, it was just...
No, deep. Southern people are so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
Like, I feel like I'd be funnier. We'd be funnier if we had a Southern accent.
Oh, my God. We'd be... We'd have a residency in Vegas.
We'd have a residency. So, anyway, the story of this Liverpool man. I couldn't really understand what the story was, so I'm going to give you guys the brief... like synopsis, but it was so fascinating. He's a very successful comic, and John Bishop, I'm sorry if I ruined the story, but I just think people will enjoy. Imagine if I forgot the story after that whole lead up. No, okay, so long story short, he's 35 and his wife is divorcing him.
Okay.
Like, she's like, I don't know who you are anymore, but I'm just not into this. I think they might have had kids at that point. Regardless, he spends like months just like lost, depressed. Mm-hmm. And he was like a marketing guy. And I think he like wanted to do an open mic, like a stand up open mic. And he goes in and he's funny and he does well. Fast forward, he like a couple months later, he's like doing pretty well. He's at some clubs and he tells this joke about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks into the crowd. And his wife is there.
Stop.
His wife randomly went into a comedy club, didn't know he was doing comedy, and he's on stage, and they lock eyes. So he's like, fuck, this is bad. She walks up to him, and she goes along these lines, I missed this man. Like, this is the guy I love. And they got back together and he became like the most famous comedian in Liverpool. He's huge now and they have a happy family. And
he just needed to find his way. And she had to like leave for him to like hit rock bottom without her.
Yes. And I'm not saying to get back together with your exes, but it is an interesting thing where like he was not happy with himself.
Yeah.
And he took the time to kind of like find what brought him joy. And then mental health moment. You know how everyone's like, don't care what people think?
Yeah.
I don't think that's actually the line. Because, like, obviously we all care what people think.
Right.
It's that when you really know how you feel about yourself, people will think differently about you. Like, you're the one that's in control. Like, for example, I was biking today.
So we all think you're going on the Tour de France.
I was biking today.
So you are a biker.
This is a bike podcast. This is a biking podcast. And I remember some guy like went way past me and I was like kind of insecure. I was like, oh my God, he's going so fast. And then I was like, no, I'm acting insecure. I'm on a leisurely stroll.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, I don't care. And then I realized it's what you put out that affects what people see.
Like you can it's not tricking people, but you can.
When you really are in your power, like.
Did
you're
you see
influencing
that
people around you.
Today's like the most powerful day to manifest. Yeah. So write down everything.
Oh no.
You want.
Why did I immediately get scared? Because we always manifest the wrong.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you.
Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
Thanks. I do have to say, nothing against rich kids, but like,
no.
In the summer, you really see who has money.
Yeah.
Like, it's some people I'm like,
it's a lot.
Wait, it's been 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like this summer in particular, I've looked at a lot of, and I'm not even saying like rich kids, like I've looked at a lot of young couples and mm-hmm. just like random people that I, you know, like I know, and I'm like,
they have foot only fan accounts.
Yeah. Like where is your money coming from? Because I know during the winter, you're not at like a job.
Also, they'll come back. And then next week, they're in Portugal.
They'll go again. No, that's been the craziest thing. I'm like, it's one thing to go and stay, but to buy that flight back and then another flight there. No,
you're like time traveling at that point. No. My mom, I think our parents are very traditional. Where like, I think when I first was like going to do something with Dez, she was like, that's for your honeymoon.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, you do that. And so then my parents are all confused when they see, like, people who aren't married going on these extravagant trips. But it's, like, go for it. Like, I support it. My thing is, like, traveling is exhausting. I get so much anxiety. I don't like being away from butter. The outfits, it's insane. The admin. But these people, like, are good at it. Like, they know all the restaurants to go to.
There are some influencers that I watch, and I'm like, how did you pack for that, though? How did you have that perfect little top that goes with that? That, like, how did you plan all of that?
I'm wearing the same three things.
Yeah, I'm like, this is unrealistic.
Even if I do pack other stuff, that was a different girly in my head I packed for. Because Hannah in real life wants to wear something comfortable. I'm not wearing the tight, you know, corset that I packed to dinner.
No. And anything like in the summer that I'm like, oh, I'll wear like pants or like, no. I want to be
like jeans?
No.
No.
I need to breathe.
Speaking of
breathing.
Breathing. It's my birthday next week.
I know. Well, Saturday.
Sad. Okay, sorry, this week. I don't know what's going on.
I've already purchased your birthday gift and I'm so anxious for you, like, because I was looking at like a bunch of different ones and I was like, which one is the most Hannah? And like, which one is she going to be like, oh my God, the
you
Gen
go,
Z
which
girlies?
Which one would make me want to vomit? Which one is ugly, ugly, ugly?
Like, which yeah, one would pretty. I never use, but that Hannah would get a kick out of it.
But you are good at shopping for me because I'll be like, is this good? And you're like, I can see you with that.
No, because I feel like there are things that I like that I'm like, ooh, that's like cool and quirky that like it doesn't go with anything I have or something that I'm like, oh, Hannah will wear this like in Lower East Side with like a long skirt and like sandals and it'll look really cool.
Oh my God. No, I for sure see stuff that I'm like, I could never pull that off, but Paige would look so good in it. When we create merch, our meetings are so funny because I'm very obsessed with Y2K and 90s vibe right now. And Paige is obviously like classy, elevated.
We have some limited two
aesthetic
merch coming for the Hannahs.
We're just like in a creative space right now.
Yeah, I'm very in touch with my creativity recently.
I tried Lemmy gummies.
Oh, what do you think? I've tried a few of them. They taste really fucking good. Do they work? I have no idea, but that's a great candy.
They taste a little too good, yeah. Okay? I mean, I was a fan of Flintstone gummies as a kid, swipe up. I don't know why anyone would take vitamins not in gummy form.
Yeah.
If you can. Like, yeah. Gummies are so fun.
So fun.
And I like the texture. They're cool.
Are you in, like, your vitamin era? Like, are you taking one of them, like, once every day? Or you were just trying
it out? I take Prozac.
Nice.
I take Prozac.
And that's really the only vitamin one needs.
I think that I'm a multivitamin girly, and I will buy a multivitamin. And I travel so much, like, I never get in the hang. People don't talk about that, like, when you have crazy travel jobs. It's so hard to get in a routine. Like, I mean, I forget my Prozac all the time.
Also, I just can't really take, I can't take pills. Like, if I have a headache, yeah, I can take, like, two Advil. But I can't take, like, vitamins are big. And, like, I
okay,
just.
You literally deep throat every night. And you can't take one little pill.
No, I literally make myself gag. And I'm like, oh, my God, do it. Even when I take Tylenol, everyone, if you ever watch me take Tylenol, people are like, what's your problem? I have to put my head all the way back. Like, I have Wait. To put it in the back of my throat, take a sip of my water, and then throw my head back so that it, like, falls back because I can't do
You
that.
Are so dramatic right now.
So dramatic.
You're going to die. I'm a monster. I dry take it.
Hannah, are you kidding me?
No, because when I would play tennis every now and then, like, I'd need an Advil or something. I'd just be like, go. But occasionally when you dry take it, it gets, you know when it gets stuck in your chest?
Yes.
For like 9 hours and you're
like, it's still there. Like, I one time got it stuck in my throat in high school and I literally went to the nurse and I was like, I'm gonna suffocate. She was like, that's not how it works. I was like, call a doctor.
No, the key is to, like, I mean, this is the problem. They're like long, so you can't have it go in the wrong way. It has to go in the long long way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I know what
like
you mean.
A bobsled.
Yes.
But you just have to get a lot of water and give it a gulp like you're doing a shot.
Just something about it, I can't do it.
I love how you took 17 shots this weekend, but you can't take one tiny pill of a multivitamin.
Actually, I was even more ratchet than that. I drank like Red Bull vodkas all weekend, like a disgusting rodent that I am.
Oh, God.
I know. I don't know why I did it.
I don't know if multivitamins work. I know they probably do. I just don't know.
I'm actually on a very good vitamin like regimen. I'll put it in the newsletter too, like with my smoothie, all my vitamins.
I feel like if you take too many, you start to feel geriatric.
Yeah,
like if you're like, Mondays we take this.
Yeah, like
I got 7 pills.
Like, I did buy like a pill container from Amazon. Yeah. And I was like, and it came in the mail and I was like, it's giving diabetic, like, it's just, it's giving, I don't know, it was just too much. I was like, I'm not 85 years old, I don't need to be putting my vitamins in all these like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like,
part of it is like sometimes less is more. It's like with your face, like, how much stuff do you have to put on your face before it starts being like, okay,
it's too much.
This is,
yeah,
I did hear that rose hip is very good for my sensitive combination skin. So oh. I might start using rose hip.
Wait, I used to take those. You can take like rose hip oil. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you think of fish oil?
I take it. I take a B vitamin and fish oil and magnesium and then my Nutrafol.
Did a doctor tell you?
Yes.
Oh. What happens if you don't take it?
Nothing. It's not like... I mean, the thing with vitamins is, like, you have to be taking vitamins for, like, 4 months to see any, like, benefits, really. And it's, like, helping things inside your body that, like, you wouldn't even know, you know?
Wow. So, definitely, I would love to see those vitamins in your, in the newsletter. In my newsletter. But also, everyone, don't listen to it. Like, remember when we told you not to, like, take birth control? This is Paige's specific regimen. If you use it and like a leg starts growing out of your stomach, do not sue us.
I mean, it's just like they're like generic vitamins. It's not like I'm like telling anyone to like take 7 laxatives and then like do some cocaine. You know, I'm not.
Tummy tea was so fucked up and no one talked about it.
Wait, what is?
Tummy tea.
No one talked about it enough.
Tummy tea has been real quiet lately. I want the documentary of tummy tea.
When I was dying on the toilet because I was literally passing a kidney stone or God knows what was happening to me, all I kept thinking was if I call my mom and tell her, she's going to be like, I told you not to be putting castor oil on your stomach every fucking night, but you wouldn't listen to me. So I was like scared to tell her. But whatever. I'm going to go to the gynecologist and we're going to figure out what that was. I literally thought my uterus was coming out.
This is the problem with getting older too. Like, you have to make time for doctor's appointments. When do people make time for doctor's appointments?
No, I've been dreading it. Because I also, here's the other thing. I don't want to go into the gynecologist and be like, oh, by the way, I went off my birth control. And her be like, who told you to do that? And me be like, Hannah. She's like, first of all, Hannah's not a doctor. Okay.
Do you know what? I call her my vaginista. My friend is a gynecologist. My mom's friend. I used to text this bitch all the time to be like, hey, I ran out of birth control. Can I have more? Like, I would lose it.
Yeah.
She was like, you need to get your shit together.
I feel like it's not that easy for whatever reason to find a good gynecologist in New York City. I don't know why I feel like that.
I want there to be like ZocDoc is amazing. I want there to be, like, more dating app format. Like, you swipe through no, doctors.
Literally, I want it to be more dating app format.
I want them answering questions. What's your favorite hobby? At a party, where are you? Are you by the dog or the
food? Or the charcuterie. I want to see what the inside of the office looks like. I want to know, like, how many doctors are in there? Is it all women? How many patients? What's your specialty? Like... For whatever reason, when I do think ZocDoc is amazing, but sometimes like I'll make appointments and I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
This is where you're like, I've gone to some sketchy ones where I'm like, do you need to call my pharmacy? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, do I need a parent present?
Can we talk about how doctors are the people in the world who literally don't give a shit about you the most? And they're supposed to be the ones who are helping you. When they walk in, they don't even make eye contact. They're like a fuckboy. They're 40 minutes late.
Yeah. They're like, this is routine. They're like walking in already washing their hands with like... And I get offended by it a little bit because I'm like, okay. You know, what happened in the room before that like you're immediately washing your hands now?
And then... My favorite thing is how they ask you these questions so casually and out of nowhere they're like, are you depressed? And I'm like,
yeah,
warm me up a little before you just go for the jugular.
But also I don't, they're like being serious and I don't know if they're kidding. Like whenever I get the like, are you, do you think you're depressed like question, I'm always like, yeah, but who isn't? Like you, what the crazier thing is if you showed me 5 people who came in here and answered that question with no.
You answered like, yes. Yes, obviously, yes. Next. Also, when they ask me if I smoke, I say no. And they always make me feel like I'm lying or like I feel like I'm lying. I feel like they think I have a jewel like hiding up my butthole.
Well, because I usually am lying. I'm like, it's none of your business.
They'll be like, weed? And I'm like, no. And they're like, jewel? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, why are you making it like I grow marijuana?
Yeah, they make it feel like you're a legit drug addict and it's drug kind dealer. Of-
I know. It's kind of like whenever I walk through the airport, I feel like I did something wrong.
You think that you have cocaine in your pocket. You're like, I've never done cocaine, but why is it in my pocket every time I'm at the airport?
Also, every girl with a DHgate bag is like shaking since your story.
I went through it again in the airport using that bag in Canada. Like, I was really testing the waters, and I was fine. But I will say, in Canada, when my bag was going through, the guy that was looking on the camera, my bag was in there, and he looked over to be like, whose bag is this? And then I think he saw me, and then he like went, let it go through.
He's like, she can't handle the admin of taking this plane down.
Like, yeah, no, not her. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Also, growing up in New York, I was like obsessed with Snapple. The raspberry iced tea? Are you kidding? The peach iced tea? Are you kidding? And then they have little fun facts. They didn't need to do that. Actually, Snapple, it has their like version of a road trip going on right now. It's called a road sip. They're kicking it off in New York on Tuesday, August 15th at the Oculus Plaza in the Financial District. And I'm going to actually be there partnering with them. I'm so excited. I'm going to be there vibing, drinking, chugging. It's just iconic. It's so New York. And it's like a fun way to celebrate the summer. So come through Tuesday, August 15th at the Oculus Plaza. I also, before we get to Lizzo, because we haven't even touched, there's a way to find out who is stalking your Instagram.
How?
Like, you know when you see just like a random username?
Yeah.
And you don't know who it is? You take that username.
Okay.
And you put it into like the login for Instagram, and it'll say, you say forget password, and then it'll show you like the ending of the email address that they use connected with it.
So you have to have a hunch that you know who someone's like fake Instagram profile is. And then if you take their username, say forgot password, it'll show you like part of their email address. And then you can kind of see if it's, but what if the person made up like a fake email address? Like if you're making a fake profile, And you should be making a fake email too. If you're really going to troll, you should troll.
It's not the best
troll.
Advice I've ever given.
Like, if you want to be diabolical and evil, I'll show you how to be diabolical and evil.
You're like, you're playing checkers, I'm playing fucking chess, bitch. You're like, that is stupid.
You're going to make a fake profile and use hannahburner@gmail.com, you idiot.
You just came for my throat.
You would get us caught. If we murdered someone, you would get us fucking caught.
You're so... Like, I saw TikTok and I thought it was smart. I don't even have a fence, though, which is like... But I'm like, I shouldn't. I don't even...
No, it's better. I haven't had my fenced in a while either. And it, like, it's better to not have one. It's cleansing. It's cleansing.
Okay, let's talk about Lizzo.
I mean, where were you?
Oh my God. I think I messaged you about it. Did I message you? I just, you know, those like zeitgeist moments, like when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt like that since that.
Yeah. This made
like,
you feel
I remember
something.
Being like, oh my God, I have to talk about this because it's given Chrissy Teigen and that like everything she represents, people are coming for her for.
Yes.
But I'm very open minded in this. I need to get the research.
Okay, what would you say in particular you're open-minded about? Like, you're open-minded about hearing her side, or you're open-minded about, like, let's not immediately cancel, let's listen, then cancel, or, like, what?
When you actually look at the report, it's a lot of, like, her, the, like, head dance lady who was being wild, like, trying to get people to convert to her religion or something.
Yeah.
We're in entertainment. Like, part of entertainment is, like, you go out after. And, like, I do, like, maybe these people, like, felt uncomfortable. Like, I think there's possibilities that a lot of things are true here. But the whole, like, disgruntled employee going after the person with money, like, has happened before.
Right.
I just try to think both sides. Like, could Lizzo be a huge asshole? Yes. Mm-hmm. Could these people kind of like not like her and she did some fucked up stuff and now they're suing her ass to make money?
Yes.
That could be true too. Mm-hmm. I just feel like so many men have probably done so much worse.
Right. I think there's always like two sides to every story. I think the fact that she hired that like really intense lawyer...
Not a good look.
Is not a good sign, just in terms of, like, she was probably like, okay, I need to be the most protected ever. It you want to know what? It made me sad because there are so many things, like, I feel like in the world that, like, give women specifically, like, hope on certain things. And then it's almost like it gets, like, torn out from under us. So Lizzo represented being, you can be whatever size you are and like look beautiful and be cool and be successful and confident and do all these things. And she kind of like ripped the rug out of everyone.
I also, my thing with like the online stuff is that it went from her being like the greatest to suddenly everyone being like, she's the literal devil, where I don't think either is true. I think that people are nuanced.
Right. I agree.
She might be a bitch and that kind of sucks.
You know how we talk about like toxic positivity?
Yeah.
I feel like there is like a toxic, like women support women, like feminist thing that like the people that are like hardcore saying that are the ones that like don't want other women to be successful.
That's actually so fucking true. It's like when guys say they're a good guy, you're always like, why would you say that though? Like, obviously.
Right. Like, you don't have to tell people.
It's like when girls are like, I support other women. I'm like, you have women chopped up in your basement. Like,
yeah. Honestly, I feel like I might even be guilty of it a little bit. Where like, I will always be like, well, I'm a girl's girl. But I always feel like I have to preface it because most girls aren't. So I have to be like, if you're not one, like if you are going to side with the boys, like go now. Because I'm not gonna.
Well, not to get deep, but like, I went to some astrologer or someone, and they were like, "You're not very connected with your feminine energy."
Oh my gosh!
Because when I was younger, because you learned that when you're with your masculine energy, you're like winning, you're an athlete, and women to me were like, I was playing against them. I had to compete against them. So I was all in my masculine energy. The second I hit my feminine energy, I was creative. I was loving. And then I was collaborating. And
Wait,
like the truth
I love
is,
that. I a love lot being of, a girl.
I love being a girl. And I thought to be successful, I had to be in my masculine energy. But when women collaborate, aka Giggly Squad,
yeah,
like we are so much stronger together. And that, right. And I learned so much from women. And I really wasn't like that in my like teens when I was just like forced to compete all the time. And I was like suppressing my feminine energy. So like lean in.
No, I love that. I love when like you meet, do you ever like meet, not like an older woman, but I mean like older than however you are now. Like it could even be, it's like 5 to 10 years. It could be 15, 20, whatever. And you just like meet a woman and you're like, I want to be like you. Like, yeah. I want to think the way that you think. And it like feels so, like I met a woman like not too long ago and we were like talking about like business stuff. And I was just like, in my head, I was like, this woman's like so smart. And like, I want to be like that in 10 years. Like, I want some girl to be like, oh my God, she's so smart. And like, she's going to help me. And like, it does feel good. And then that like makes you excited to like have a daughter and like all this stuff. But look, if Lizzo is an asshole, that fucking sucks.
You know? The thing is, things could be right. Lizzo could be an asshole and people are also trying to like get money. But I'm interested to see what happens. I do think her getting the guy who like defended Chris Brown is like a weird thing to do. Is that great?
I feel like everyone this guy's represented was guilty.
Guilty. If you're like she's a mega superstar.
Yeah.
And a couple employees got together to be like, we hate you. You see how people can take things and make it like she's the devil.
I agree.
When she's done like so much good. I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet.
Let me tell you though, I'm not throwing away her shapewear. I won't do it.
Oh, her shapewear is so good.
No, I won't do
it. I'm just interested to see what happens. We have to get more information before we get hotter takes.
But yeah, we'll definitely see how it unfolds. But how crazy. We literally had stopped recording last week. And then I got a text being like, did you see the Lizzo stuff? And I was like, holy Toledo.
No, it's insane. You guys, thank you so much for giggling with us today. We'll sign up for our newsletter at giggly-squad.com. I'm going to have Paige's smoothie in this first one that's going to go out. Let's put it out on Thursday. We love you so much. And talk to you later.
Bye.